What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? My name is Hero. This is Coding with Strangers, and we're, straight down to business. You know, this is not a singing matter. No singing today. Okay, I'm gonna sing a little bit. I want to talk to you, just a little bit. I still am, very into politics. If you know me from my other podcast, which is Coding with Strangers, link in the bio, feel free to follow if you like. I have a political channel that I put a lot of work and effort into for the last 3 years, and it never got to where I needed it to be. And that's no fault of anything. It's just no one wants to hear bad news every day. Am I right? Like, let's just keep it 100. It's
beta.
No one wants to hear bad news every day. And my passions and concerns are my own passions and concerns. Upon taking on this new angle, this new trajectory, we got a chance to learn from the tech world. And with learning from the tech world, I've had a rare situation where the tech world is crossing with the political world. And for all you guys don't know, I'll make it very clear up top, so you can either leave your hateful comments now and then, go on to your echo chamber. But, you know, there is no situation where famine, genocidal action, and bombing of aid workers should be deemed acceptable, no matter what happened to you in the past. The moment you start to look like your oppressors, you've gone down the wrong path. And you can be on whatever side you want to be, but if you find yourself agreeing with someone who's creating famine, bombing, and killing aid workers, there's a strong likelihood me and you probably won't see eye to eye on that. We can still be perfect strangers. Hey, it's fine. Clap it. But no, deep down inside, I think you're probably a dirtbag. Nothing personal. I think a lot of people are dirtbags. You see here I talk about the people I love. But we have a rare crossing here where tech is crossing in with politics. Google fires more workers over the pro-Palestine protests held at offices, cities disruption, sites disruptions. The thing that's kind of interesting here is if you are paying attention, I think at Columbia, I think at Rutgers, UC Berkeley, Austin, Texas now, Texas State, these protests are starting to break out. They're starting to create camps where protests are happening all day. In large part, very peaceful. These protests haven't exploded into anything negligible in the sense of violence, but everything always gets more violent when law enforcement shows up. The DC, the one that happened in DC, I believe in Virginia, became extremely violent the moment the police showed up. And these camp, and then after arresting all those people, the camps returned the very next day. The thing that you got to understand when you're protesting is we outnumber them. The sheer number of us will win. And if there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, it's my favorite scene from the Ants movie. I wish I could put this scene here. Am I willing to risk a DMCA takedown? I'll think about it. If I do put it in, it'll happen now. But that scene of where he is telling, the other crickets that once the ants figure out that there's more than them than there is of us, we've lost our advantage. Regardless of how you feel about the protest, these staffers have been released. Let's figure out if the reasoning behind it is justified, right? Because the consensus here is if Google is allowed to have a position, are we as people not allowed to have our own position, right? If Google's pro-Israel and I'm pro-Palestine, is them firing me against my own civil rights? Should I not have the ability to vocalize my position if I'm in opposition of my company? And if my company fires me because of that opposition, that political opposition, does that make me, is that a legal ground to stand on? We'll look at the technicalities here and kind of figure out what it means. Some Google employees were fired after protesting the company's contract with Israel. After the protesters, CEO Sundar Pichai, I don't think that's right, said workers should not attempt to use the company as a personal platform. Google has fired more than 50 staffers in the wake of in-office protest over the company's cloud computing deal with Israel, according to activist group representing the former employees. NoTech for Apartheid has protested. Damn, that's a killer-ass name. NoTech for Apartheid has protested the cloud computing contracts Google and Amazon have with Israel government since 2021. The group said that Google fired more than 20 employees Monday night, bringing the number of total firings to more than 50 since last week. The group said in a statement posted on Medium, the firing came after 9 employees were arrested on April 16 during a sit-in protest at Google office in New York City, Sun Valley, California, the Washington Post reported. Damn, and it said they hung a buyer a banner. Man, when you got money, you got the ability to protest like a G. Google workers sit-in against Project Nimbus. Hey, that's the name of Goku's cloud. No tech for apartheid. Fired employees directly involved in the disruptive activity. Google said it had fired a small number of employees who were involved in the protest, disrupting work in its office. Over our investigation into these events is now concluded, and we have terminated the employments of additional employees who were found to have been directly involved in disruptive activity, Google said in a statement to the USA Today. To reiterate, every single one of those whose employment was terminated was personally and definitively involved in the disruptive activity inside of the building. We carefully confirmed and reconfirmed this. No Tech for Apartheid challenged Google's description, calling the firing an aggressive and desperate act of retaliation, including non-participating bystanders during the last week protest. Interesting. No Tech for Apartheid, the protests at Google, like those of the Columbia University and the other colleges across the United States, have arisen in wake of Israel's invasion of Gaza and the subsequent humanitarian crisis there. Israel's action comes in response on an October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas on Israel that killed nearly 1,200. Cloud computing controversy. No Tech for Apartheid cites reporting from Time suggesting that $1.2 billion in cloud computing contract in Israel awarded to the Google and Amazon 2021, known as Project Nimbus, may be giving Israel Ministry and Defense access to the cloud computing infrastructure. Google has maintained its cloud computing deal is strictly for civilian purposes. We have been very clear that the Nimbus contract is for workload running on our commercial cloud. This sounds kind of weird because there's a part of me that says, you know who would know probably the inner workings of this project better than the spokesperson, the people who worked on the system. If someone within the system is telling me that the system is not being used only by civilians, there's a strong likelihood that I'm going to probably believe them. You feel me? But also to go up a little bit some there, you got to stand on business, right? And I'm not going to even sit here and pretend that I'm the type of person that's going to try and rationalize apathy for a multi-billion dollar company. I have sued companies for far less because of things that they've said and done to me. So if you feel so strongly about something that is directly affecting you or your ability to work at a company, you should not only, you know, find a way of exiting, but making a statement or some type of groundbreaking thing. I think a lot of people are scary as fuck in today's world and don't really have the, como se dice, balls to stand on business. Like, it's so easy to just take your cash out and your PTO and hop to the next position. But to truly put a mark on something, it means something. And this is where, you know, back in the day, I used to be very much so cover your ass and on the way out. But like, if people don't talk about this, if people don't make statements like this, if people don't do, if people don't say stuff, if you don't do whatever it is that you can do, you will be held in complicit and being complicit guilt of what happens as a result of your inaction. I stand with the people who did what they did as far as the protest is concerned. I get that Google doesn't want to have disruptions like this and they have to nip it in the bud. But Google, how much of this does Google stand to like gain? Like, I don't know if this is really going to have the impact that it has on them. But once again, these are people in the top echelons of the industry making the front page of the U.S. Today. So it has to be making an impact, right? Israel's government ministry, who agreed to comply with our terms of service, accepted U.S. Use policy. The company said that in a statement, it works with it. It is not directly directed at highly sensitive, classified, or military workload relevant to weapons or intelligence services. Well, you know, Israel's ministry has lied on several occasions. We know that they lied about accidentally targeting and killing those aid workers when they were notified of their movement. They were tracked on their movement, and they've been told to act there. And not only that, U.S. intelligence stated that they were made aware of the aid transfer formation. And Bernie Sanders made a really great statement today when the bill got passed. We are in a rare situation where America's finally has the opportunity to eat its tail. And he said it like this: we just passed a multi-billion dollar bill to give aid and weapons to Israel and Palestine. So we're going to watch our money stop our money from helping people we want to give money to because we gave money to other people. Like, how fucked is that? Right? How fucked is that? Like, it's over. It's over. Like, the parody is over. The CEO, Sundar Pichai, addresses recent protests. Google CEO Sundar addressed the protests of April 18th in corporate realignment announcement and Google blog. We have a culture of vibrant, open discussions that enable us to create amazing products and turn great ideas into action, he wrote. We are a workplace, and our policies and expectations are clear. This is a business. It's not a place to act in the way that disrupts coworkers or makes them feel unsafe. To attempt to use company as a personal platform or to fight over disruptive issues or debate politics, Sundar continued, this is too important a moment as a company for us to be distracted. Damn. It's very much business speak, but that's how the business is. And like the only people I truly care about in this conversation, I think, is probably the other workers. So imagine this is something I actually experienced during the BLM Black Lives Matter protest. I had a hat that said Black Lives Matter, and I was approached on several occasions and told I couldn't wear that hat, to which I then said, just show me the policy that says I can't wear a hat that says Black Lives Matter, and, you know, I won't wear it. And then they came to me and they said, okay, here's the policy. And it was like, you're not allowed to wear anything with political affiliations on it. And I said, my skin color isn't a political affiliation. I'm not politically black. I was black. I've been black for 35 years. This shit don't go off. I've tried. I'm taking showers. It's soap. It doesn't come off. And then I told them, the next time they choose to bring me into a room like this, let me know in advance so I can have my lawyer present. And they never brought it back up. But in turn, when it was when it's political season or whatever, we see people celebrating whatever they want, whatever they choose to. And it's not my business. It's not my business. Because in the hindsight of things, the only thing I care about is things being oppressed. I don't care about things being brought up to speed. Someone being uncomfortable with the Black Lives Matter hat doesn't bother me. That just lets me know, oh, you're racist. I can stay away from you. Perfect. I love my racist loud, proud. When I see the hats and the flags, I'm like, oh man, thank God this guy has some balls. Hey, sir, thank you. Yeah, I know I'm black, but I appreciate you because at least you're doing it with a sense of pride. The worst type of racists are the ones that hide their racism. Oh, they don't give you the right performance eval. They don't give you the right rate. That just means I need more money, which is, okay, money. But nonetheless, your boy, I deserve a better brand of racism is what I'm trying to get at. And when you do have situations where someone's political beliefs or issues are causing issues in the workplace, you have to rear that. So I feel for the people who probably have strong feelings and have been held at the sideline and don't have the courage to speak up. Once again, if you're choosing to feed your family over standing on business, I get it. I'm pretty sure I would be a little bit more conservative with my ability to speak out so freely if I had a fucking 7-year-old kid that could swallow $400 in groceries like I did a week. So I would probably shut the fuck up too. But Google dismissal of employees has gotten attention in the past, including the 2020 firing of top artificial intelligence researchers who criticized the company's diversity effort. More recently, the company fired Google Cloud engineers who disrupted the speech by the managing director of Google Israel business at the March Tech event in New York, CNBC said. So we'll keep an eye on this and see how many more people will stand on business and suffer consequences for that. I've kind of sprinkled in my thoughts throughout the article. It's a very good article and it's something to pay attention to. These companies do have an allegiance to profits. And if profits put them in the line of genocide, they're going to do it. I don't know how Google can confirm Israel isn't doing bad things with its technology when the U.S. government, who's giving them money and weapons, can't stop them from using their weapons to kill innocent bystanders. So Google has a lot to prove here in my eyes. If you want to prove to me that Google is not in the face of genocide, then they need to get some proof to show that. It's not enough to say that they're not. They told us they're not doing it, so we believe them. Because we also know they told the U.S. government when they got that last paycheck, like, look, we won't use this to hurt innocent people. And then they literally killed people coming to save innocent people. So if someone's lying here, is Israel. And if you believe in Israel, then I got questions for, like, when'd you become dumb? Clap it. It's not your fault. Tell me what you think. Like, share, subscribe.